Prophetic Lights, Chapter 11. How will he come? As to the manner of his coming, we need not remain long in doubt. As the disciples stood gazing up into heaven after their ascending Lord, two shining ones messengers from the heavenly courts appeared and said to them, You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. And how did he go into heaven? The same writer who records this says of Christ's ascension, And he led them, his disciples, out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them, and carried up into heaven. Even while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. So his coming will be personal and visible, said the angels. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven, says Paul. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. It will be the same one who was baptized by John in the Jordan, and who from that day went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. The same one who, wearied and faint, sat by Jacob's well and found refreshment in revealing to a poor sinner the fountain of living water. The very one who by wicked hands was crucified and slain, being wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The one who was placed by loving hands in Joseph's new tomb, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held of it. This same Jesus, who ascended bodily into heaven, while the disciples beheld, will return in the same manner that he ascended. It was the knowledge that Christ himself would come in person that animated the patriarch in his deep affliction when he said, For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, whom I shall see for myself, and not a stranger, is the reading according to the margin. And this serves to connect the hope of the patriarch with the promise of Christ. The disciples mourn the anticipated departure of the Savior, as that of a dear friend and companion, as well as the one who should redeem Israel. And the patriarch triumphed, even in his sore distress, in the thought that when his Redeemer should stand at the latter day upon the earth, he should see in him a friend, and not a stranger. Happy is the man whose acquaintance with Christ is such that he can look forward to his return with the same fond anticipation. Jesus shall so come in like manner as he went into heaven. How did he go? While they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Then when he comes, a cloud will attend him, and he will be seen. And the beloved disciple testified, Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Again he says, describing his prophetic vision, And I looked, and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Christ, speaking of events connected with his coming, said, And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Now notice how the coming of Christ will correspond to his departure. When he departed, a cloud received him out of sight, so the cloud must have been the last thing seen. When he shall come again, the first thing that will be seen will be a white cloud. This will be the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then as it draws nearer, the form of Jesus will be discerned, sitting upon the cloud, and then all his glory will be revealed. He will come as he departed. But whereas only a few saw him go away, every eye shall see him. When he returns, he will come in the glory of his Father, accompanied by all the holy angels. He will then sit upon the throne of his glory, and a fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the heavens and earth shall shake. None will be able to hide from their eyes the brightness of his coming. For as the lightning, that lightens out of the one part under heaven, shines unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. Surely the question, How will he come? Is sufficiently answered.